At the sound of Damag Warfang's voice, Wrinkles swiftly sheathed his blade. Lowering his eyes humbly, he shrugged and said,
"Just a bit of fun, sire. The ragged one was going to show me and me mates a few spells and tricks."
Damag strode between them, eyeing Wrinkle suspiciously.
"Get out of here and leave these creatures alone."
Wrinkle and the other two vermin bowed and hurried off, relieved that the first blade had not sensed their intentions. Damag bade the two hares to be seated. He stared at Midge for some time, then asked,
"Could you have turned Wrinkle into a toad?"
Cocking his head to one side, Midge returned the stare boldly.
"That's my business, warlord. Now I'm really going to show you some magic. Do you want to know where to meet the Red Wallace?"
Damag leaned forward eagerly.
"Ha ha! Your voices have spoken to you, seer. Tell me."
Midge shook his head knowingly.
"Not so fast, Damag Warfang. Answer my questions and you'll find that you already know. The information will come out by itself."
For the first time, Damag looked puzzled.
"You speak in riddles, Miggo. What do you mean?"
"Be silent and speak only when I ask you a question."
Tamog was as mystified as Damag. He feared that Midge had gone too far with their dangerous game. But as he listened, Tamog was surprised by his friend's skills. Midge tapped the patch that covered his eye.
"Tell me, First Blade, how many good eyes have you and I got between us?"
The Great Rat answered without hesitation.
"Three."
Midge cackled knowingly.
"You said it. Three. That's the time you'll meet those Red Wallers. 3 days from now."
Damag's voice quivered with excitement.
"What are their numbers? How many will there be, seer?"
Midge Manycoats eyed him scornfully.
"What if they add twice your number? Red Wallers are peaceful creatures. They toil at growing things in earth. You're a warlord, with 1,000 at your back, all warriors. But hearken to me, Damag. If we're talking in hundreds, then 3 is still your lucky number."
Damag thought about this a moment, then grinned wickedly.
300 peace-loving beasts."
Midge nodded.
"You said it, Warfang, and 'tis little use lying to yourself. What's 300 farmers against 1,000 soldiers?"
Damag drew his sword, pointing it at Midge.
"If there's only 300, then why can't I just march on Red Wall Abbey and take it? Tell me that."
Midge brushed aside the sword point contemptuously.
"Go if you will. Fight them there. Wreck the place. Smash it. Burn the Red Wall to the ground. What'll you have then, mighty one? Go on. You tell me that."
Sullenly, the warlord sheathed his weapon.
"Mayhaps you are right. It is difficult to control 1,000 when they sense plunder in battle. So where is the place to be?"
Squatting by the fire, Midge tossed a pawful of salt. Blue flames rose from it.
"Beneath the blue sky west of here lies a valley. I see a hill, with a rock like an otter's tail atop of it, and 300 standing by, waiting for your blaze to bring them death. Now I see your father, Gormad Tun, telling you to make the rapscallions great again. Keep the rift at your back, my son. That's what he says. Keep the rift at your back."
The blue flames from the salt died down and Midge shrugged.
"That's all. I see no more."
Damag continued, staring into the fire.
"So why should the whole of Red Wall be waiting for us in this field?"
Midge smiled.
"Think, great one. The Red Wallers have friends throughout Mossflower. They have been informed that a great army is gathering to attack. They will not risk allowing you to reach their sacred gates. Tomorrow they will hold a council of war. This I have seen. The quickest route to Red Wall is through that field. The next day they will decide upon an ambush there. The third day they will set forth. All this I have seen."
Damag sneered.
"Well, what's to stop us taking Red Wall when the fools are all away playing soldiers in this field?"